The girl we're talking about obviously is trying desperately to create a family but not have any result. She's $1,000 a year. $1,000 a year on birth control. Right?
Wow.
Did I get the story right?
You did. I don't have a good answer for you, Jimmy.
Now, I don't know what kind of birth control the girl's using. I don't understand. I didn't ask. And they should have asked. Can you imagine in these serious times that we live in, our Congress is having hearings with a young lady who has very frequent sexual encounters in college, and this is the congressional testimony they get. They're amazing. But birth control, I thought if you're taking the birth control pill, you go like monthly and they give you the little spindle of the pills and you time them out and take them daily and you're done. That's 12 months a year. That doesn't total. A day earlier now, President Obama called her to congratulate her. This is such a strange story. I mean, if I were Obama, you let Rush swim in it, whatever he's got to do. Rush could dig himself out. Rush is a big boy, and Rush will be just fine. But now Obama's out there, this girl who is in congressional testimony, saying that she is having relations of a Bill Clinton proportion on a regular basis. I did not have sexual relations. But she says, I did have $1,000 of sexual relations this year. She's doing that this year. And Obama calls her to congratulate and says, thanks for telling us. Thanks for speaking out.
Aren't there more important things for Congress to be worried about? Aren't there more absolutely kind of right in front of us issues? The economy, the election coming up, the Republicans running, whatever. And we're talking about this. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Makes for congressional hearings to be going on about this, it's absolutely positively disgusting is what I would say. So Limbaugh, well, evidently it's reached presidential level and Miss Fluke gets a high five from President Obama. That a girl! Like a fraternity house around there.
Don't know what to tell you, Jimmy.
I don't either. All right, the calculations were off, my friends. It's worse than we thought. It's worth it. Worse than we thought. Sandra Fluke spends $3,000, not $1,000. She spends $3,000 a month on a year on birth control. That's $249. $249 a month. Does that include the booze? Does that include the cigarettes afterwards? I mean, what does that include?
It's got to include something other than prophylactics. I'm sorry.
Does that include the hotel room? Does that include...
Whips? I don't know.
Whatever. $249 a month on a year on contraception. A month. $249 a month. $3,000 a year. I'm going to post it on the Facebook fan page, the actual testimony of her wasting time and congressional dollars and your tax dollars, testifying before the Congress in which she confesses to such. You know, her parents, her grandparents, all of her family's just got to be really proud. You got to be really proud about right now.
Do we know where she's from? Do we know what state she's from? Have we seen this?
Oh, Sandra. Oh, we're so proud of you. Honey, we're so proud of that congressional testimony you had. So happy. Oh, Grandpa's happy. Come give Grandpa a little hug.
Does that sound like Grandpa?
That sounds nothing like Grandpa. How many Bloody Marys did you have?
Seriously, I think, and we make fun of Miss Fluke, but it's embarrassment that the House, there was a House, this was a House committee, right?
Yeah.
And the House committees are all chaired by Republicans.
And so they said, okay.
And they said, we're going to have a hearing about this.
Right. Instead of a hearing about our economy, instead of a hearing about jobs, instead of a hearing about a million other things that are more important than this.
Yeah, I think that's the point that could get lost on some things is that this is John Boehner's house.
All right.
These are Republicans. This should have been shut down long before. They should have never. We're not. Because all they're doing is playing into this nonsense. They're trying to get they want to take the eyes of America off of the economy, off of the failed policies of Barack Obama. And so they want us to be painted as a bunch of kooks and talk about social issues. And that's why they've been going after Santorum. That's why they've been going after Romney and Gingrich and all this stuff. They're trying to get all the attention on social issues. And whoever chaired this committee, I ought to find out who it is and give you his office phone number. It really ought to have his committee chairmanship stripped, maybe I'm missing some explanation, because this hearing happening was absolute ludicrous, I tell you, ludicrous.
Well, the phones are lighting up hotter than a sex pistol. Where's the